defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Christmas Eve. How the heck are you? Merry Christmas. Hope you're enjoying your day. Some time with your family. I know we are doing the same thing here at Armed American Radio Ranch, no doubt about it. Welcome to the program on Christmas Eve here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. I have a very special guest with me today. You know him as Andy Hoosier. Andy, how the heck are you?
Oh, Mark, it's good to be with you. Happy Christmas Eve to you, brother, and the holidays just get better and better every single year.
Is it Happy Christmas Eve to you or Merry Christmas Eve to you?
It's a Merry Happy Hanawana Kwanzaa, or whatever the heck people like to call it.
It's whatever the heck you want it to be. Hey, Merry Christmas,
that's
Andy,
right.
With all seriousness. Hey, let me go through a story with you here that I love. I love starting a Christmas Eve with this. California veteran shoots robbery suspect who pistol whipped him at market. What a way to start Christmas.
What a way to start Christmas.
The video is incredible. Let me set the stage for you. And this is why somebody's out there saying, that's a Merry Christmas to you? Yeah, it's a Merry Christmas. And I'll explain why at the end. Because the words of the victim make it a Merry Christmas. Not this host and not the guest, but the words of the victim. Let me set the stage for you, Andy. You're probably not familiar with the story. California, convenience store, U.S. veteran, behind the counter working for a living. Behind the counter.
Sure.
In come two scumbags. One wearing a backpack, another one, I guess the other one had a backpack on too, wearing dark clothing, masks. One gets behind the counter, gets behind the counter, gun, pushes the veteran, whacks the veteran in the head with the pistol, knocking him to the ground. Then continues to push him down, gets down, kind of crouches down, now pulls the cash drawer out, Andy, and begins working to pull the cash out. You know, and you got the visual behind the counter, correct? Every time the veteran, he's holding his head in pain. Every time he seems to sit up, the robber hits him in the head again, knocks him back down. Continuing to grab the money, he grabs a box off to the side of the register and starts shoving the cash in the box. When the veteran all of a sudden reaches up and grabs into the drawer, pulls a gun out, and fires one shot as they wrestle. He sees the guy has a gun. He sees the veteran has a gun. The robber does. And the veteran shoots. You can't really see it because the robber's on top of him. And he goes running outside. He skirts around the side, goes around the front of the counter, and runs outside. What we don't see on the tape is about 2 seconds later, the scumbag collapsed in the parking lot and die. And he died. You know why, Andy? Because when you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, don't you lose your right to all three of the above instantly, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason?
Absolutely. 110%.
Do you have any sympathy for the individual who collapsed and died in the parking lot because he was attempting to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness?
No, this sounds like a nice, successful Christmas story to me.
I don't know if it was fear and adrenaline kicked in together, but I tried to protect myself a little. He forced me onto the ground. He held me down. I just looked around, and he was running, and just by instinct, I let go a shot. I managed to squeeze off one round, and apparently after the fact, I found out that I actually hit him. Sure, he is deceased. But then again, I'm lucky to be alive. I'm lucky my coworker is alive. I was certainly in shock when I saw the video. I didn't know how serious it was until I actually saw it. Let me repeat. Sure, he is deceased now. But then again, I am alive. I'm lucky to be alive. I'm lucky my coworker is alive. Never have there been more merrier, Christmaser words, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, than that. Now, you tell me where I'm wrong.
No, absolutely not. As I mentioned, this is the perfect Christmas story. This is the success story. This is what the whole purpose of the Second Amendment is all about, is to protect ourselves and individuals like that. Here's what's going to happen with the media. The media is going to come after and talk about the victimhood status, the bad economy, the fact that they were struggling and just desperate for their family. And they're going to create the sob story about why these individuals were doing what they were doing instead of trying to talk about the story of the individual trying to work, trying to actually make a living for his family, do what he has to do on a daily grind, and then ended up surviving because he had that natural instinct to pull a gun and fire. upon a bad guy. This is the perfect success story, and this is exactly what I think people need to hear on Christmas.
Amy Hollyfield, Andy, is a ABC 7 news reporter out of California. And here's what she tweeted. We just talked to the clerk who was pistol whipped during a robbery last night. He says the ER nurses told him they could see the imprint of the gun in his head. He is okay. He shot and killed his attacker. Now, I want to know why ABC News National isn't talking about that tonight. I want to know why CBS, NBC, and the rest of the mainstream, lamestream, lying, biased, treasonous media isn't leading off every single broadcast with that story tonight. Because that's human interest. That's Christmas. This man's alive to be home with his family. His coworker is alive to be home with his family. Why? Because he had a gun, Andy. Because he had a gun. Imagine that, and they won't talk about it.
Well, of course not. Look, if they talked anything positive about that story, that would feed into the entire national narrative that Virginia and what they're doing in Virginia is a quote-unquote bad thing, and the Democrats and the media don't want to go there. The whole narrative that we need to get rid of guns, even if it's a handgun. You've talked about it. I've talked about it. So many people have talked about it, that it's not just the quote-unquote assault rifle. It's not just the evil, terrible, really big gun with really lots of bullets, but it's the handgun. It's every firearm that they want to come after. And this being a handgun that was a success story, they can't talk about that because that would embrace the idea that a handgun is necessary for defense, and they can't get the backbone to show that and actually embrace that idea.
Do, 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 do. Welcome to the CBS Evening News. I'm Mark Walters. An American Air Force veteran is alive today because he had a gun. Come on. Come on. And they won't talk about it. Well, that was a pretty good impersonation, wasn't it?
I like that. I like it. That was good. You should be on CBS.
Do, 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 do. Hey, listen, it's true. And it's actually kind of sickening when you think about it, that the evening news, you know, let me tell you a story, Andy. Earlier today morning, Fox and Friends, I got up and I can't stomach watching any of this stuff anymore. I can't. I flip back and forth from, you know, the networks, flip back and forth in the morning. You know, you go to ABC, NBC, CBS today. Oh, it's difficult to watch. Fox, CNN, MSDNC. I flip through all of them. I want to see what's out there. I want to see what they're doing.
Got to see what they say, sure.
I flip it back to Fox, and I honestly, goodness, Andy, I don't know who it was. There was a woman talking about a woman missing in Michigan. And I guess she's been missing for several months, and there was an interview of her husband. I missed that part. And she comes on, and they're asking her questions about the story and the woman missing in Michigan. And every single sentence started with, well, I think he shouldn't be doing interviews. Well, I think that the people in Michigan, I don't care what you think.
Right.
Because what you think isn't news. And the fact that, and this was Fox this morning, I could have done it with any of them. I picked them because it was the last story I saw. I couldn't take it anymore.
Mark, that's the media for you today. That's what the media does. It's not about journalism. It's not about, I mean, they criticize President Trump for calling him fake news, but at the same time, and I forget, someone did an interview, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She was actually on The View just a while ago. Shocker, right? I mean, and they tried to criticize her for the way she handled the media in many situations. And she said, you know what? Yeah, the president and the administration has a duty to give information about what's going on in the White House, in the executive branch, and to relay it to the media for the public. That's our duty. The duty of the media, however, is the same thing, and it's got to be held on both standards on both ends, because the media, at the same time, has to report the information without giving their opinion, not trying to trash it, not trying to criticize it, but just straight up give the information and let the people decide on whether they like it or they do not like it. And that's where the media is beginning to fail, which is why we call them the fake media. And they didn't grasp it. Their eyes glazed over. They were glossy. They looked at her and said, well, no, the administration's bad. Therefore, we need to report it in a negative way. And they saw that as just journalism and just regular reporting. That's how they truly, honestly think nowadays.
Well, the line is blurred, obviously, by a 24-hour cycle. I've been studying this for years, and I've been talking about it for years. And, you know, long before the term fake news was coined, and I love the term fake news because it's real, it's true. In other words, here you have a legitimate news story of this woman missing in Michigan. And I don't need somebody to come on and tell me what she thinks about what someone else said, which was hearsay in and of itself, about the actual events that no one knows about. Because right now, here's the news. This woman is missing. We don't know where she is. If you've got information, tell me. I don't necessarily care what you think about what her ex-husband or her estranged husband is saying about it. That's not news. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Andy Hoosier. I hate the fact that Angry Mark is out on Christmas Eve. We'll be right back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, Christmas Eve in the GunBroker.com studios in front of the Car Arms microphone. I guess Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, is the guest today. Andy, welcome back. I don't like the fact that Angry Mark came out just a little bit in the previous segment, didn't he? A little bit?
He did, but you know what? That's okay. You got to go let that out now, so that way when the family dinners at the Christmas everything happens, then that way it's not in there. Just get it out of the system, man.
I guess so. I guess now's the time, right? You don't want to spit that out over a Christmas Eve or Christmas Day brunch, right?
See, I could see that. You have the family dinner, and then a big, like, gun grab, a Democrat comes to the family, and then you just, you know, let off the steam. Then it's not going to be a good deal, Mark. Just let it out now.
Here's the good part. Anybody that they have over when I'm there, that I know they all say, now, my brother's going to be there, or my dad's going to be there, or my son is going to be there. Don't talk about these certain things. So they kind of put that out in advance, right?
That's all right. Well, I mean, they know that, you know, they won't be able to stop you once you get on the roll. See, I was told that, too. Now that we're back here in Ohio and we're near our family, we went to the Thanksgiving dinners, and the family came to me, and they said, Andy, we're excited to have you back for the family dinners. Now we haven't seen you back in years. There's going to be family that hasn't seen you in a long time, but
shut up.
Don't talk about politics about at the dinner, because no one talks politics at the family dinner. And I try my darndest, but then they're the ones that always bring it up. And then I just have to respond. So it wasn't my fault. They brought it up first.
It's true. Let's move to another story. This Newsweek, Bataclan attack survivor Jesse Hughes. You remember him?
Yeah.
Remember the Bataclan, the terrorist attack over in Europe?
He was
a band member up on stage. Take a listen to what he said. Because he calls the March for Our Lives pathetic. Pathetic. I couldn't agree more. You know why? Here, let me quote him. Here's a guy that was on stage during that attack. As the survivor of a mass shooting, I can tell you from firsthand experience that all of you protesting and taking days off from school insult the memory of those who were killed and abuse and insult me and every other lover of liberty by your every action. Those are pretty bold statements from the guy that was up on that stage, Andy, or are they?
No, they are bold statements. And look, I mean, anybody that's gone through a mass shooting, unless they've been taken hold by the progressives, the establishment, the media, and given a script and said, we're going to make you famous if you run with this narrative, if they don't have that put in front of them, then they usually come out and say, oh, my gosh, now I get it. Now I need to find a way to defend myself because I don't want to feel as vulnerable as I ever did at that moment when a mass shooting was happening, and I couldn't do anything about it. So this march to take away guns, this march for life, all this other crap that's going on, they can try and do that, but they don't quite understand. I mean, you remember the shooting of the gay bar down in Florida and the Muslim that was down there. And after that, the LGBTQ community skyrocketed with the number of them that went out to buy concealed carry weapons for personal defense. And it wasn't because that they were all of a sudden triggered by the NRA and just brainwashed, but they realized that they were vulnerable, they were scared, and they don't ever want to feel like they're in that position again. People need to realize that it's not just a game. It's not just talk. It's not just whatever they want to make it out to be. It's not just politics. It's real life. And when pavement hits the road, and when you actually are in that situation, you realize how scared and vulnerable you are. You never want to be in that position again.
He singled out Emma, what's her name? Emma Gonzalez? Is that her name? I apologize. I don't know her name. Who, along with David Hogg, stole their 15 minutes of fame. To come after my rights. Look, they have a right to do and say anything they want. I couldn't care less. God bless them for doing it. I couldn't care less. But they're attacking my rights and my liberty, and I have a right to respond to that. The Newsweek, but what's interesting, the Newsweek piece does what media always does. It frames the narrative in the way they want it to be heard.
Yes.
The lead singer of the Eagles of Death Metal, the band targeted at the Bataclan Concert Hall in the November 2015 Islamic State militant group attacks, has bemoaned the mass protest against violence in the U.S., calling the March for Our Lives rally pathetic. A rally against gun violence in the U.S. What does that even mean? Rally against criminal gun violence in Chicago? Is that what it means? Because that's gun violence in the U.S. But none of the laws or anything that they purport will stop it. So what are they rallying for? Rally against gun violence. Here's the thing that got me. In a series of shocking Instagram posts, why? Because you disagree with what he's saying? Shocking because he's actually saying, don't attack my liberties and my freedoms? Shocking because he says, I don't agree with her? which is the way Newsweek thinks. Therefore, it's shocking. So now you know the way the whole thing is going to be written.
Right.
As if everything
right
he said is shocking. Right off the cuff. Paragraph two. Line one.
Yeah. No matter how many times this happens, no matter how many times people feel vulnerable, they come out, they say they support guns, that they want to get their concealed carry, they want to feel protected, they don't know what to do. Whatever this stuff comes out, it doesn't matter. That's why the Democrats and the media still to this day do not grasp that concept. They've never been in that situation. They don't get it. And they still get mind-boggled when people say, you know what, I've been in that situation. I don't want to feel like that again. I need to go out and get protected. They don't get it. They think, they truly, honestly feel all the way down deep inside that when this stuff happens, it makes people more terrified of firearms, makes people more scared of firearms, and rallies them to their side to try and take them away. So if none of us had any guns, then all of a sudden we'd feel safe and happy, and we could live our daily lives and live happily ever after. That's not the reality. I think they've lost touch with reality and lost touch with the common folk. They just don't get it.
Or they do get it, excuse me, and they're trying to keep it for themselves. Let me put it this way. Every single one of the people that you're talking about has armed security, Andy.
That's true.
They get it for themselves, don't they?
Yeah. Okay,
Nancy Pelosi steps out of an SUV. I was talking with Nikki Gozer last week, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before on the Armed American Radio Monster broadcast. She lost her husband to a stalker who shot him in cold blood in front of her. She was holding him as he was taking his last breaths while he was being tackled by a bunch of hero U.S. Marines who happened to be in the bar restaurant that evening. But Nikki, you know, she understands. Here's the way I got to try to phrase. I have to be really, really careful here, Andy. I know I really, really do. Because, and I take this seriously because I'm not, look, these kids have a right, even David Hogg, these kids have a right to say and do whatever they want to say and do. Okay?
Sure.
But Nikki's comments about having a gun to save her husband's life or having the chance to save her husband's life are not controversial.
Right.
Unless you don't like what she's talking about, then they're controversial. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
Okay. This guy's comments, what's his name, Jesse Hughes? His comments about Emma Gonzalez, excuse me, and the rest of the march are not controversial unless you disagree with him and agree with them. Then
right.
Controversy or controversial, I can't even remember. I used to have a saying about that. I can't remember what it was. But the truth is only controversial to a liberal who doesn't understand the facts. Does that make sense?
Sure. No, absolutely. And you know what? You bring up a good point. They have the right. David Hogg and all these other yahoos have a right to come out and say, I feel uncomfortable. I don't think we should have guns. You have that right to say that. You have that right to freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom of whatever. You can say that stuff. The problem is that we need to have our rights expressed as well, to where when we say that's foolish because X, Y, and Z, and here are the facts, that's not a radical, that's not a crazy concept when we come back to rebut that. It's also, even though they're right to say this stuff, it is also our right to educate to where, you know what, you can say foolish things, but you shouldn't say foolish things because you should be intelligent enough to research, to understand, and to have the knowledge and the wisdom so you don't say foolish things.
Hold that thought. We'll be back with Andy Hoosier right after this. Don't go away. I'm going to continue that thought. We'll be right back with Andy Hoosier.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 855-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense of the GunBroker.com studios. I'm sorry, Andy. I was so enthralled by the conversation in the previous break. As I was going to the break, I wasn't paying any attention to the clock. It happens from time to time. Go ahead, if you would, continue with your thoughts. I want to hear the rest of what you were saying.
Well, we were just saying that. I mean, these yahoos on the other side of the aisle, they have the right to say what they have to say and what they want to say. You have the right to say anything you want to in America. That's the beauty of this nation. But there's a difference. I mean, what was the old saying, the old adage that they used to say is that it'd be better to keep your mouth shut than to think that you're foolish, or people to think that you're foolish. Because you know what? You can say whatever you want, but you're going to look foolish when it goes against fact, when it goes against knowledge, just because you want to say something to be in the public light for 15 minutes. And that's what we've come to in today's society, unfortunately, is that you can say anything you want to, and the media will hold you up and put the spotlight on you and make you feel really, really special, even though you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the wisdom, you don't have the facts. And that's a problem, because nowadays there's so much garbage out there in the media, online, on social media, wherever it may be, that people fall for this stuff because there's not leadership, there's not guidance, there's not knowledge, and there's not wisdom to understand it. So they can say what they want, but we live in dangerous times when someone does actually say the truth, and that's considered by the media as radical or far out there or shocking or whatever it may be, because they actually said the truth. It's a very scary time, I think, that we live in. We need to get back to that.
Well, let me throw something out to you. Let's go here. Let's beleaguer this point, because you brought it up. let's say you said we live in dangerous times when somebody, when the media says that the truth is, you know, how'd you phrase it? Would you say it's shocking,
shocking,
right?
And
it's shocking and radical because it's the truth. I would submit to you that the media calling anything anyone says shocking and radical means we're in dangerous times, because their job isn't to call what I said shocking and radical. It's to report what I said.
Sure.
It's not to give a descriptive of what I said and then talk about it and make what I said the story.
Right.
You don't have to like Donald Trump or something that he says, but report what he said as the president of the United States and then move on. I'm smart enough to figure it out on my own if I'm reading it.
Well, we hope so.
I'll determine if it's shocking or radical. I don't need you to lead me down the shocking or radical path as a journalist. Make sense?
Sure. Sure. No, it's supposed to be good when you hear a news story and you hear a clip of Donald Trump say something or Barack Obama say something, and the media doesn't say, well, that was really dumb, or boy, he was spot on. And when they walk away from it, and for many people, if they sit there and they say, am I supposed to like that? Was that a good thing or was that a bad thing? I'm not quite sure. If they're left with that, then I think that's a good thing, because that makes them pique their interest and say, you know what, maybe I should do a little research. Maybe I should do a little digging. Maybe I should figure out the backstory here. Maybe I should figure out what's really going on, so then I can come back and say, huh, maybe that was a good thing. Maybe that was a bad thing. And I bet you, I guarantee you that if the media started doing that again with President Trump or with anybody that says anything, that, you know what, we'd have some maybe a little bit more quote-unquote woke people in society where they could actually understand what was going on and not have to have the media tell them, well, that was really bad. If you get in a debate with a Democrat nowadays and you listen to their talking points, their nice little bumper sticker arguments, you can hear verbatim, word for word, what they say is exactly what the commentator on MSNBC said, exactly what the commentator on CNN said. It's not their original thought. It was put in there because they don't know any difference. They don't have the knowledge and they don't have the wisdom. Mark, I've been on this personal journey lately of trying to seek out knowledge and seek out wisdom, because there's a lot of content out there with social media and the internet. There's a lot of just information, but what's right, what's wrong, how do you put it into context? People don't have that right now. And whether it's a spiritual awakening journey, whether it's an informational awakening journey, whatever it is, that wisdom has to play just as much of a part as the knowledge that you find to be able to put that knowledge into context. And right now, people don't have that personal journey of searching, soul searching, whatever it may be, to try and understand it. So they listen to the garbage that bleeds out of every TV and every internet source and every social media, Twitter post, and they run with it because they have nothing else. They're grasping at straws, and I think they're desperate to find wisdom, and they're not finding it, which is why our platforms are so important, because we're trying to get that out there so they can latch onto it and make it make sense. And that light bulb click on and that dot connected from dot A to dot B. And I say, you know what? I get it now. And that's what we have to do.
You know, it's interesting. You bring up a really good point, Andy, to think in terms of this. Let me simplify that for just a second. You have so much information out there that you now have to seek wisdom. Think about that. Think about that. There's so much information out there now, you have to seek or go on a journey to find wisdom and the truth. Why? Because it's overwhelming.
Yes, exactly.
It's absolutely overwhelming. There was a day in America, not that long ago, in my lifetime, where you got news when you flipped on the TV at 6:30, and the evening news was actually the evening news.
Sure.
The Islamic State militant group attacked the Bataclan Theater today. 57 killed. And that's the story.
Right.
Not a shocking statement made by the president of the United States about the attack, and not the whole garbage, but the actual story. There was a time in America when we got that story.
There was a time we called it out when it happened, and we called it yellow journalism because we knew it was garbage.
Well, that's a great point. Yellow journalism. We knew it was junk. You know, when a statement starts with, I think, you're not getting news. You're getting what that person thinks. Okay. Don't call it a news program. All right. Newsweek directing the narrative of the story by telling me that the whole story is about a shocking Instagram post by an individual who's entitled to say what he wants because he was there and you weren't. And you get to frame it as shocking because you've just set the tone and the narrative for the rest of what this is. This isn't Newsweek. This is Opinion Day.
Yes.
Not Newsweek. And, you know, we could go on and on and on and on. I picked on Fox earlier in the program.
Sure.
Well, I think this and I think that. Every single sentence, I'm thinking to myself, you've got to be kidding me. It's an embarrassment. It's actually an embarrassment. But what you said, that we're so overwhelmed that we have to seek out the truth, that in and of itself is shocking.
Sure.
And when you have, for example, individuals who that's all they watch is that. Unfortunately, I go through all of it, and it's really hard to
hurt your brain, Mark.
Oh my gosh! I mean, you talk about being dumbed down. You ever watch Rachel Maddow? Wow.
I try not to.
From time to time, you have to. That's part of the journey of seeking out the way. You watch some of that, and you think, my gosh, look. And look, I'm the same way with I was picking on Fox. I can't believe I'm watching this. Okay.
Sure.
The curvy couch isn't giving you news. It's giving you opinion of the people on the curvy couch.
Yes.
And if you flip over to the, I don't know, what do you call it, the curvy table on another network, you're going to get three people giving you their opinion. So it's very, very tough. It's tough. And when you have to be able to weed through this disinformation, Andy, or misinformation, which one is it?
I just think it's the information overload, like you mentioned, like we've noticed. I mean, when you have blogs, when you have online websites, when you have TV shows, when you have whatever it is, with stuff just coming at you left and right, you don't know how to grasp it, how to put it into context, how to understand it. It's that information overload. Then you start blending it between that fact and opinion, or that news reporting and opinion, and most people don't even recognize it. Now you're going into something even deeper, because it's not only information overload, it's opinion overload. And now you have to decipher even between those. And that's, again, I think it's overwhelming for many individuals. That's why when we report on the radio, we don't say we're a news source. We are an opinion commentator on the radio, because we read the news and we say, this is the fact. Now let's try and bring some guidance and wisdom into that conversation based on these facts to try and clutter the air so you understand it better. That's our job as a radio host.
All great points from Andy Hoosier. Let me give you the definition of misinformation. Misinformation, false or inaccurate information, especially that which is deliberately intended to deceive. Sounds like every town for gun safety. Disinformation, on the other hand, false information which is intended to mislead, especially propaganda issued by a government organization to a rival power or the media. You know which one it is, coming from whatever source it is you're hearing it from. Back right after this. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason in the GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms microphone. We're in segment four already on Christmas Eve. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I didn't get a chance to sit on Santa's lap and tell him what I wanted, so I just going to have to make it up myself, I guess.
Well, let me give you some ideas. You know, you could be sipping on a Lead Slinger's, getting ready to open your Vault Pro safe, and inside it you might find a crossbreed Super Tuck or a woman's appendix, maybe. And if that doesn't work for you, then you might be lucky enough to have a GunBroker.com range bag in there. And inside that safe you might find a new Car Arms pistol or a North American Arms Mini. Or maybe a life membership for the Second Amendment Foundation. That could be in there. Or a bag of Defender Coffee. Because, you know, every time you drink coffee, you can support the Second Amendment with Defender Coffee. So it is possible, Andy, to do all of those things at the same time and support the Second Amendment by supporting every one of those partners and sponsors that I just mentioned, isn't it?
I like that idea. Now, can I do all of that at the family gathering with a bunch of gun-grabbing haters?
No, actually, you're going to have to dream about it later in the evening with your head on a MyPillow, right?
Okay, well, you know what? As long as I can dream about it, then I'm okay.
MyPillow.com. Do you know you've arrived when you're recording MyPillow commercials, man? You know, I see the information coming from them. It's amazing. In all seriousness, I love the way you work the sponsors in the other day when you were hosting the show, and I want to thank you. Now, I'm gonna go ahead and put you on the spot on live radio. You're going to handle the show for me Thursday and Friday, right?
Hey, my buddy, I'm ready for it. I'll make it happen.
Okay, now you have to do it because it was live radio. See, listener, you see how that worked? Okay, I didn't want to ask him off air. I had to ask him on air. So
let's make it happen.
You got That's Andy good. Hoosier no, you Thursday and Friday. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, I love it. No, I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a blast. And I love all the sponsors you got on the show. You guys are rocking it. As you've taken the reins of your show and you're blowing it up bigger than it's ever been before, and everybody that's partnered up with you and making it as big as it is and making themselves bigger and better. I mean, so that kind of partnership in fighting for a cause. Look, there's a difference between just doing things just for the sake of doing it and doing it for a purpose and for a cause. And that's what you're doing. That's what I've tried to do, which is why I've taken hold of my show as well and tried to run with it independently, which we got some big news on that as well later. But you've done that, you've run with it, and the fact that there are so many people with the same vision, the same fight, and the same cause is something to be very proud about. So you're right, all these sponsors, whenever you support them, as a stocking stuffer as drinking the coffee in the morning or crashing after a day drinking coffee and sipping on Ledslinger whiskey at night and crashing onto my pillow. It doesn't matter. It's fighting for the same cause, and it's something to be very proud about. So kudos to you and all the great partners you're working with, because they're awesome.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Unscripted stuff from Andy Hoosier. It's true, though, and I hope that comes across, you know, from a corporate standpoint, they're under tremendous pressure.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. We went through 156, I think, names at one point of individuals. Corporations in America, talk about blurring lines.
Sure.
For gosh sakes, since when does a shoe company, when did I ever think in America that a shoe manufacturer would tell me how to live my life?
Sure.
Okay. Or when did it become okay for a basketball coach to do anything than tell me about basketball, but instead right. lecture me about my right to bear arms? Who do you think you are? Shoe people should be shoeing, man. Basketball coaching should be basketball coaching. So when you have people, Andy, that step up, it's important.
It is. Well, and that's the thing. And here's the thing. No one should have to. The problem is that in business, like you mentioned, a shoe company, they're not in the business of telling you how to live your life or what kind of gun you can have. They're in the business of selling shoes. And guess what? Republicans and Democrats, gun owners and non-gun owners, buy shoes. So the smart business decision, a shoe company should be saying, you know what? I'm not going to get involved with that. Here's a sale on my shoe. Come and buy it, because they want as many – I mean, for smart business, you want as many customers to walk into that door as possible. Unfortunately, in today's times, now you have to take a side one way or another. Here's the good thing, and here's the good thing about your sponsor and your partners as well, is that guns cross political lines. Conservative, Democrat, Republican, liberal, it doesn't matter. Everybody owns a gun, or except for the fringe that absolutely hate them, so they threaten to use guns against gun owners because they hate guns so much, so they're idiots. But everybody owns a gun. Many people own guns. And when people come out and say, I support the Second Amendment because it's only one of the most important amendments and rights that we have in this nation, then that's not even really drawing a political line somewhere. That's just saying that we defend what this country's giving us. And that right there should not have to say that, well, Democrats can't go and buy Ledslinger whiskey at all, because you know what? Many Democrats own firearms as well. They love to hunt. They love to protect themselves. So, you know, that's why right now, especially with the movement you're creating, that it crosses party lines, and we don't have to worry about that garbage.
Yeah, I'll leave it right at that. I think well said. I'm just going from that. It pains me to see, you know, how do we get to a point in America where Ed Stack at Dick's Sporting Goods can lecture me about my rights and freedoms instead of just sporting gooden? Okay?
Sure.
Dick's Sporting Goods should be sporting gooden, you know?
Sure.
Nike, we're talking about Nike. Let's be clear here. No question we're talking about Nike. We didn't mention that. Nike. That's who we're talking about here.
Sure.
But Nike deems okay to put that goofball Colin Kaepernick, who's been now, when he tried to work out in the Atlanta metro area, by the way, and made a complete ass of himself.
Yeah.
The NFL came out and said, we're done with him. Finished with this guy.
Sure.
And Nike still puts him up on whatever they're doing. I don't know.
Well, and you know what? I've unfortunately had to draw those lines as well. I mean, there are celebrities, actors that I used to love.
And when they make stupid arguments, then
I would wish they keep their political statements to themselves. They can have an opinion, and I don't care that they support someone else that I don't like. But when they go so vocal and say, you're an idiot if you support X, Y, and Z, guess what? I won't support them anymore. And it's sad. And then bands, even music. Thank God for bands like Metallica that I'm a big fan of, where they came out and said, you know what? We got Trump supporters and non-Trump supporters that buy our album, so we're not going to say a daggone thing because we want you to buy our music. That's what we're here for. We're not going to divide and short ourselves, support, or people that listen to our music because of our political affiliation, so we're not going to say it. And kudos to bands like that, because sometimes you have to take a bold statement like that, even though many don't like it.
Yeah, I talked about this very topic just a couple days ago on the show. You know, the whole Robert De Niro thing. Sick to my side. I can't watch it anymore. I'm done.
No.
And I hate it.
Nope.
I hate it. You know, it's kind of the Sean Penn thing. It's a weird phenomenon when I can watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High because
sure.
I've seen it so many times and I've convinced myself that Sean Penn then didn't even know what he was Sean Penn today then. You know, but a new Sean Penn show, I haven't watched anything with him. It just, I flip right through. If I see him in it, I flip right by. I don't even read the description. I don't even care. just go right by.
Liam Neeson, I'm the same way, yeah.
Yeah, and I hate that because I love the, you know, some of the Taken movies, some of those original Taken movies. They're great movies.
Sure.
Robert De Niro, oh my gosh. I mean, come on, greatest mob actor, tremendously talented actor. I can no longer watch. I suffered through The Irishman because I had to watch it. And when I was done with it, I said, that's it. There's no magic. It's done. It's gone. I can't watch that. I can't even say what I want to say about him.
Sure.
Because all I can think about is him telling Michael Moore that Donald Trump needs a bag of excrement in his face publicly to be humiliated. It's sickening.
Yes.
Shut up and act.
Exactly.
Andy, that's what a happy Christmas Eve.
What a happy Christmas. I think we need a shot of whiskey or whiskey, I'm telling you.
I tell you, it's, you know, I appreciate you coming in on Christmas Eve, dude. I really do. I appreciate it very, very much. I appreciate you taking the show for me. Get a couple days off
absolutely.
And spend it with my family and sitting in the microphone. Listeners love hearing you. And I appreciate everything you're doing. We've only got
let me say, 20 seconds.
Go ahead.
The last time I filled in for you last week, I had a great outreach just for me, my social media, my email, my website. So I appreciate your listeners as well. I love filling in and talking with you. And anytime, I love to do it. And your listeners are awesome. So together, man, 2020 is going to be our year. We're going to blow this stuff up, both with your show and with mine. It's going to be great.
I'm telling you, you know, and I tell you, listener, you know by now, we're not going to sugarcoat it because it's Christmas Eve. All right. It is what it is. And the facts don't die because it's Christmas Eve. I just want to leave you with this. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Merry Christmas. I'll be here tomorrow on Christmas Day, believe it or not. And then you'll hear Andy Hoosier on Thursday and Friday. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Thank you, man. Merry Christmas, Armed American Radio World. Enjoy the rest of your day today. And I'll see you on the radio on Christmas Day.